broadcast. We'll hear from Steve and the group in just a moment. We've covered a lot today. If you're like me, my mind is racing, just thinking about everything that's going on. It's important to take time to just step back and be, simply be, just quiet time. Because then we can reset our energy with whatever is going on with you and begin again in a new, quiet way. So right now, let's be still. Breathe deeply, as deep as you can, and let it out slowly. Just by doing that, makes you feel a little more calm, a little bit more in charge, and ready for anything that comes your way. Breathe again. Let it out. We're in this together. Never feel alone. We're all here for you. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Malia. I join you this day because you have shifted so much energy already. We tell you that you have been in preparation for a new humankind. And, as we've mentioned, you're losing density, which is absolutely magical. The properties that you're now bringing around your own being as a result of some of the challenges that you're facing can lead you to a whole new level. All it's going to take is to come together. It's very difficult in times where you're not supposed to be around each other or too close to be able to work with it. But in reality, you will be harmonizing with this new creature on planet Earth fairly soon. It doesn't have to continue to be a problem. But with that, the new advancements will start to happen very quickly. Now, all of humanity can start to open up to a new level of existence. And some of them will not be accustomed to it. Some of them will go into a panic over, oh, everything's changed. We don't know how things work. But understand that all of humanity has now moved a little bit higher as a result of coming together in these ways. And as was mentioned earlier in today, if you celebrate those times where it comes together, the human heart grows collectively. And that will cure anything. So understand that you have huge effect of this. And furthermore, we all ask you to dare to step into this process and be a part of that energetically. Let us give you a perfect example. One of the challenges that many of the first responders, the nurses, the doctors in these places are seeing is that many times because of the huge contagion of this thing, and it is a very sticky being, we'll tell you that, it sticks to everything, and it actually lives outside the body even longer than most of your scientists understand at this moment. But that is why it's so incredibly contagious. But the beautiful part about this, and there's always a piece of that that connects, is that this has the opportunity to bring you back together in very wonderful ways. And if you do nothing more than to celebrate those times, and you see something on your television, or you get an email, or you see something on a video somewhere that stirs your heart, continue watching. Look in those directions. Send it to your friends. Pass it on. Because these types of connections now that are happening in this way can actually supersede what you had before. And when you come back into being able to connect again and come back even in the physical body, there will be less density in your being. It's going to be very difficult to measure physically, but we'll tell you it will be easier to drop into a meditation. It will be easier to listen to your channel. It will be easier to rid yourself of physical challenges and ailments because the spirit rises during these times. And if you do nothing more, dear ones, than to celebrate that, to point it out and say, I see your spirit when you said that. I see your eyes light up in this beautiful way. And you touched my heart with that poem, whatever it was. Those can be very magical times. And if you focus on that, you see, dear ones, you are creators. And what you hold in your mind and your heart is what manifests in your world. Planet Earth has been completely filled with fear. And that's not wrong. They're simply going through an adjustment period of doing that, but you hold the answer to that. The fear can restrict everything, obviously, and fear and love cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So this is a really good opportunity for you to send your love. And if you're confused as to where to send it or who to send it to or how to do it, just simply go into a meditation and ask to be shown those things. You can work from the SAOTO fairly easy at a distance, at a comfortable distance, to be able to do some of these processes the same way that we work with it in Light Master. So as you do that, as you focus on these things, that not only cures and helps those people going through that, but it helps you tremendously. You clear your own energetic pathways as you give it away. So if you have health, give it away in order to keep it. It's that simple. Help other people attain those situations. You're powerful healers, each and every one of you, and you're being called into action right now. You do not have to see the face or the name of the person you're working with. You can send out just an energy, because what these first responders have to experience, because of the nature of this contagion, people die alone. They don't have their family around them. They don't have these connections. You can fill that gap. You can help people even cross over to the other side of the veil. And we'll also tell you there's a large gathering on the other side of the veil that has been happening in different areas. We talked about it when it happened in Australia, and all those animals left in one fell swoop. They gathered on the other side in preparation for helping the rest take these next steps, the same as happening with humans. So know that there's a grand gathering on the other side of the veil, dear ones, of some very high-level people that will be there to help in every transition that all the rest of you make. So if you look at it from a little different perspective, there's beauty in the darkness. Find it, and the lights come on. It's that simple. You know that you are here for a reason. You're in very magical times. These are times of creation. Yes, we know they look difficult. But we tell you, you're the greatest angels that have ever lived. And you have an opportunity to put all of that into use right now. It's with the greatest of honor that I reflect you in these ways, remind you of who you truly are and why you came to this beautiful planet. It's time to awaken from the dream. And you are here with us now. Treat each other with respect, dear ones, and nurture one another and play well together as you play this brand new game of light. I am Merlia, the feminine aspect of Merlin. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.
Espavo. Beautiful. Such simple, true words. Something to live by. All right, well, we've had a good day, and I hope your day continues to be wonderful. I'm going to have Steve take the camera, and I'll roll on over to join him to say our goodbyes.
Come on over. I got the cherry tree all ready for you. It's been a wonderful day today, and I do, like I said, we do have a lot to catch up with, the questions and answers and so forth that you've been sending them into. Thank you. We've got tons of them here. We're going to try and get to as many of them as we can, probably this next week, but we'll send it out as soon. Again, if you're on the list, you'll get a notification of it. And also, if you have liked our YouTube page, you'll also get a notification there when we do special things in YouTube. So come and join us with that as well.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us. We truly love you all. Be well.
It's been a magical time, but we do want to thank a few people, especially with the production of Espavo TV, because it really does take a village. And I got to tell you, we got one of the greatest villages that we can imagine.
We do. Meg Adamson, presenter.
And by the way, Meg does incredible private sessions. So we'll look at that as well if you'd like to.
Allison Chester Lambert, always such good information.
And again, she's a psychological astrologer who does work for the BBC on a regular basis. So you can call her, too, for sessions.
Elena Era, Magical Graphic Arts.
And 1 Minute of Light. Nick Nevmatikos. He's our webmaster. He handles all the incredible things that we don't always get a chance to.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Kathy Moran, Support Services.
Kathy Moran does our help desk. She does an awesome job. Many of you know Kathy because you've dealt with her. Aspavo, thank you, Kathy.
Gail Harris, producer.
Gail does behind-the-scenes work on a lot of things. She helps us shape everything. Thank you, Gail.
And Stephen Barber Rother, your host.
We heard about those people. Got to watch out for those guys.
And, of course, the group.
Okay. We wrapped up, everybody. Thank you for being with us here. This is really a family affair for us. It's kind of interesting because I was writing to a friend of mine yesterday, and I said, if I don't see, I'm getting tired of seeing all the news people's children sitting on their lap when they're doing the news or giving the weather reports or something. I said, everything has changed so drastically. And then I realized we've been in this position for a reason, and we just happen to have a broadcast studio here in our back house.
Well, if we had our grandchildren here, I would have them on my lap right now.
That's exactly right. So they're not here, so you're saved from that one for now.
Well, it is interesting to see all the broadcasters and people working from home and having to set up a studio like we have, and to see the background that they use and just how they do it.
Many times I'll see a clip and I go, I have that clip. That's one of my clips.
People are doing what they have to do, and we're all making it work.
Have a wonderful week. We will be back fairly shortly with many different things, some of them free, some of them for subscription, whatever it is. We're going to try and bring you as much as we can directly from the group during these times so that we can all go through this together and comfortably. Aspavo, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Aspavo.